because this question, basically, the Gemara Daf Lamed Hem and Aleph, if you require for the mitzvah of matzah something which is possible to come as a chumis, is it in the min or is it in this particular item? And as we saw, this particular item can be defined in different ways. This particular isa, this particular type of species, this particular chefta. The Maamar Avraham discusses this in two places. It seems to have two different results. I'm going to talk about a little bit at the beginning of this year today. We'll read you two Maamar Avraham, which you may have seen in them, and you have to look at the Maamar Makomos. If not, I'll read it to you. Tav Nun Dalet. Says the Maamar Avraham as follows. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yotzin loba pas subin loba pas mursa. What does it mean? Subin says he quotes Perish Rashi in Shabbos. Klipa schitin an osheret b'shas ksisha. The outer shell, if you will, of the grain. What's mursa? Hanishar benapa. That which stays in the sieve when the flour comes out. Usually we translate mursa as bran. Says the Magen Avraham, Muchak tzas the body de chimutz, with the yotz and the chovas matzah, the das a riff. What riff? What riff? Where riff? Who riff? The Ran claimed that according to the riff, you could be yotz. Let's turn to the Ran and see. I want to open up to the Ran if you don't mind. This is on the Maamar Makomos. Oh, by the way, the new Maamar Makomos. Not everyone got the new Maamar Makomos yet. We have two things. We have my own scroll, next Maamar Makomos sheet. And we have, thanks to Adam, we have sources of the Rosh and Hilchos Tala and the Nishmas Adam. So if everyone will just take one of each, whoever didn't get one yet, we'll pass these around. Make sure not to get things which don't belong. Just take one of these and one, whoever doesn't have, just take one of these and one of these and just pass it around. Whoever didn't have it yet. Okay, that's the new ones. But the old ones, we had a Ran here in the second parak. Who's commenting on the words of the riff? And the question comes, how do you interpret the riff? It's on page Kuf Tes in our print. Yudamid Bey is in the old print. The Rif says, Pirish Pas Hadra Pas Subin. What does Pas Subin mean? What does Subin mean? Says the Ran, Pirish Arivs al Pas Subin. The Nikris Pas Hadrosh, Nitla Kol Hadrosho. Okay, Pirish Rashi. Sounds like it's a bread which is made completely from the bran or from the Subin. I'm not sure what the right English word for Subin. Anyone know what the word for Subin is? Oh, Subin is bran and they use? I thought Mursin was bran. I mean, these two.
It's a light bran versus a coarse bran.
Oh, yeah? Okay, there you go. Light bran versus coarse bran. I guess you know the impression is conveyed that Subin is probably the coarser bran. Is that backwards?
Backwards.
What do you see? Is it in the Jastra or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to argue with Professor Jastra. But okay, there are different kinds of bran which are not the main kernel of wheat that we normally use. Now, mind you, by the way, thank you so much. Mind you, today, it's considered healthy to use what we call whole wheat products. What does whole wheat mean? Anyone who's into nutrition, what does whole wheat mean? It
means the kernel, pieces of the kernel are included.
It includes what?
Includes the bran.
Includes the bran. That's what it means, whole wheat. Right? That's whole wheat. In other words, the traditional way of making the flour look good was to remove the bran. The bran is a little rougher, it doesn't look so good, maybe it doesn't tastes so good to certain people. But now they realize that it's not so healthy. It's healthy to use whole wheat. So, you know, last night for my mother, Malka, I had whole wheat bread. Try to be healthy. So, okay, fine. But there, it's combination. They didn't remove the bran and put it back. It was there from the very beginning, whole wheat. Says the Ran about this supposed pshat in the Rif, below Nehira. It's incorrect. It's incorrect to assume that this, in fact, would be good for matzah. Why is it wrong? Tramina the Kamana Flamed Zayin, the Yotzin Bepas Nekir Vahadra, Ubevade Shen Yotzin Yedei Matzah Ela Belechem Shechayah Bechala, Upasubin Eino Chayah Bechala. Kidatabi Mesechas Chala Peg Beit Mishnevot. Chamesh Shavuot Kemach Viyot Chayah Bechala. Hein Vesubon Umur Sonon. In other words, when you count the whole wheat, everything counts on the shear, not only the kernel itself, but the bran as well, as long as it's what? One organic unit. Not al suban umusunan mitocha v'chazal atocha p'turim menachal. Not only is it potter if it's by itself, if you take it and throw it right back into the mix, it's still potter. It doesn't count towards the shear, because we don't count it as suban and mursun as a unit. The fichach, the Ramad has a different interpretation. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the sheet that we pass in like la'halacha l'maisa. If you have a Mishnah Berurah, you can open up. If you all have Mishnah Berurahs, open up the Siman Tov Nun Dalet Siv Aleph, where it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a back in the Amish for Amola, you can see it there too. In many places to see this then. So it's a very brief excerpt. Ein Yotzin lo b'pas Subin v'lo b'pas Mursa. That's what it says. Avo. We just read it. Counts towards the Shia Kazayis. Exactly what the Ran said. Exactly what the Ran said. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the other part of the Ran. It's in Sivkot and Gimel. Shekein derech oni lechol pito mikemach shein menuka. It was considered a poor man's bread, but the poor man will probably live longer, they were healthier. The Hamid Starf and Gamka the Shia Kazayis, as I told you. We just read in Iran. Who said so in the bottom? Gimel, Chok Yaakov, Rabbeinu Manoah, Gro, Pri Chodosh, Graz, the Lo Kamogan Avraham Shem Mistapik. Whoops. The one Avraham has a suffix about it. Other than the discussion, the Mogan Avraham is a cotton base. What's the suffix? We just saw the first Iran based upon Shas. That's not a starf. That's a problem which we'll try to address a little bit later on. I'm just giving you the basics of what's happening. I want to understand what's happening. Basics. Right, as far as which coarse bread and light bread, look at Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis. Subin, he says over here, signing from the Magen Avraham name of Rashi, that's Klipa no Sheretz v'nachita b'shas k'sisha. Uburus is Klipa daka no Sheretz v'napa. So therefore, according to Rashi, the Subin is the coarser one, and the Mursin is the light, is what you call the light one. V'yesh mefarshim behepach. Who's behepach? The Rambam. So I guess that the Jastra filed the Rambam. I'm just trying to get what's coarser, what's what you call lighter. Fine. So far, Abosai, so good. So this is what it says over here in the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on the din and the in the Shulchan Aruch here, Simen Tov Nun Dalet Siv Aleph. Now, the Bear Hatev quotes the Magen Avraham only part of it. I'll read you from the Bear Hatev, which you have all in front of you, and then I'll read the Magen Avraham proper. Bear Hatev says, Mursun, the Eino Lechem Linyan Chala, Abo Boim Lidei Chimutz. How do you know Boim Lidei Chimutz? He doesn't tell you why. The reason why it is because otherwise you wouldn't be able to call the Shita Sarif. But then the Magen Avraham rejects the proof. This is not found in the Bar Hetev. And I'll read you the words verbatim. V'yev shalomah, kevin shumi min ha'boli dechimutz, yotzei boi dechovoso. What does that mean? Even though this particular brand cannot boli dechimutz, doesn't matter. Brand's part of wheat. And wheat is boli dechimutz. Look at that. Wheat is boli dechimutz. Amazing. He's an Epsher. The Maharaj is an Epsher. He's not sure. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Okay? He doesn't know. So, he doesn't know. If you look on the Mefarshim on the side, we'll see a question which is going to really be so powerful, but we'll get to it momentarily. B'kiva Eger, right over here, says, "Ayin Milchamis Perek Beis Lepsachim B'suga Deim Loshen V'Yayin Shem L'Nash." Oh, B'kiva Eger says the Ramban rejects the svara of the Malan Avraham. The Malan Avraham says it depends upon min. Remember that line in the Ramban? And don't tell me it depends upon the min. So the Malan Avraham Shaila, it sounds like the machlokos between the Rambam and the Ramban. And it's a bit of a wonder why he, the Malan Avraham, in discussing his doubt, didn't cite these Rishonim. He should have said, according to the Rambam, it's enough to have min, it's bala de chimut. According to the Ramban, you have to have this, should actually come de chimut. That's the question which, in effect, Rabbi Kiva Eger is raising. The truth is that this Malan Avraham seems to be against the Mefurash of Mishnah. But he suggests over here that perhaps it does not come in the Chimutz, it's only Bola de Chimutz, it's against the Mishnah Mefurashis. Who thinks, by raising a show of hands, that the Malan Avraham forgot a Mishnah Mefurashis, a Parakol Shah, when he was writing Hillel's face? It's not imaginable. But the Chok Yaakov says, my dear Malan Avraham, they're against the Mishnah Mefureshes. That's just really hard to believe. Huh? How can it be against the Mishnah Mefureshes? It's impossible. But the Malan Avraham, he asked the question. Mishnah Shlema Shaninu, Lamed Tes Omud Beis. Take a look. A Mishnah. About to say, a Mishnah against the Malan Avraham? How can that be? A Mishnah, not a Gemara, a Mishnah. Hashem told me about Mishnah, Chas v'Chalila. Let's look it up. Everyone inside? Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ein Shorin as Samurus on the town of Golan. What does that mean? You may not take Murus on the brand and submerge it in water. Aval Cholten. Rashi. Kolded, Beroskin, She'ein, Manich, and Osalach. We discussed this last week. Once it's put in scalding water, you can never become chametz. But if you don't put it in scalding water, you may not put it in lukewarm water or cold water. Why? Because the Murusim is going to become chametz. That's what the Mishnah, the first Gemara says. Tanur Rabbanan, Elivam, She'ein, Bon Dechimutz, Ha'ofui, Ramavushal, V'cholot, She'choldu, Beroskin. Right? But other than that, the Mursan will become Chometz. It's like a Mefurish a Mishnah. Mefurish. And Rashi tells us, Lo Tishav HaMursan, Lo Shav HaBsara, Meshamach Mitzvishriyasa. How can a Gemara Rav have a Shaila? He wants to know, I'll read the Gemara Rav again one more time, because it's so unbelievable. Gemara Rav says, Muchach Tzas Tevoli Dechimutz, Efshalomah came and she remained about the chimutz. Yot, even though it's not about the chimutz. What do you mean not about the chimutz? It's a mefurish mishnah that the brand is about the chimutz. How can the Malan Avraham not know a mishnah? Incredible. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, a fascinating answer at the very end of Kotn Yotes. Avada, it's about the chimutz. But what kind of chimutz are both sides? We spoke last week about the existence of something called Chometz Nukshe. Rabosai, Chometz Nukshe is Chometz, alright. You're not allowed to eat it, alright. We had a discussion with us that there are Bon or Doraisa, but it's not Chometz Gomer, and it's not Chayev Koritz. Okay? We mentioned last week, with respect to the day of Shimur, it's sufficient to watch the dough so it should not become Chometz Nukshe. That's sufficient. However, Abosai, when it comes to the Hekesh, which we saw in the Aflam and Heyam and Aleph, that's where we started this Sol's Man last Tuesday. We started with that Gemara. What does it say over there? What's the Hekesh again? It means chimut gomur. That's the suffix of the Bogan Avraham. For sure, it's bala de chomets nuksha at least. That's a Mishnah Mufureshes. However, suggested the Yechezkel, it's not clear to the Bogan Avraham that it reaches the din of chomets gomur, which is a requirement of the Hekesh. Except we can suggest that the din of the min. So the min, so in other words, the suggestion is going to be, with respect to the min, excuse me, with respect to the hekesh, it's enough to have the min. Perhaps with respect to the din of shimur, we need more than that. But we're discussing here primarily what we call the din of min. Fine. Now Rabbi said it's the second Bogan Avraham. This is the one here at Tufnun Dalet, and it's the second one. By the way, for those who have the chayotim, he quotes a lot of this stuff. So instead of looking at me, you can look inside. Somewhere here he quotes these Bogan Avrahams in the middle of this long piece. Pretty sure. On the second page, somewhere. I think. Maybe I'm wrong. I just thought that somewhere in the middle of this he quotes this Bogan Avraham. No? Guess I'm wrong. I'm just looking quickly, I don't see it right now. Oh! On the first page, five lines up. The chain cause of a Mogan Avraham, Simon Tov Nadalas of Kod Nalef, the Evshah Kevin Shub Mimin Habo Lidei Chimutz. Then he says, after the parentheses, Ume Atem Al Mogan Avraham, Shalok Kosov Shadu Das Rambam. The Eshovim Shakok Kosov Ramagan Mishnah, who Das Rambam Milchamas Pesuga the Very Paris, Perkal Shah. How can it be? Why didn't the Bogan Avraham cite that his Efshir, his Suffolk, is in fact the Machlokas of what? Rambam and the Rambam? Oh, let's go on the second line, the very second line. The Magad Mishnah says, Yesh Cholki, when it comes to Meperis, Kevan Shenabola de Chimot and Yotzim, the Chain Tophas of Bogan Avraham, Svarazu, the Simon Toph, Ayan Aleph, Sif, Koton, Hey. I'm just going to read you briefly from that citation that the Chayyadu quotes. Tov, Ayin, Aleph, Sivkot, and Hey. Which seems to run counter to what he said in Tov, Nun, Dalet, Sivkot, and Aleph. Here in Tov, Ayin, Aleph, Sivkot, and Hey, I asked you to see it from the original. Just a few lines at the very end. This is as follows. Me peres levadein machmitzin, din kein la moli lulechem oni. What did that for? It's a Ramban's question. Pshita, den yotzin bohem. Question becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you yourself, Magen Avraham, are willing to suggest the Tufnun Dalet of Kot Nalef, it's enough to have the min. It's enough to have the min that knocks off your proof from the din of the Yotzi Matzah. Who asks this question? The Dogel Meravava. He says, look at the Magen Avraham wrote in Tov Nundal Aleph, V'nistar Ochachazu. Maybe it's enough to have the min. Seems to be a contradiction between the Magen Avraham here in Tov Nundal Sivkot Aleph, and the Magen Avraham is in Tov Ayin Aleph, end of Sivkot Nei. That's why I have to see these two Maramakomas, to see that it seems to be a contradiction between one and the other. Comes to Devi Yecheskel and answers this question too, believe it or not. As the Magen Avraham in Tov Ayin Aleph is not discussing the min chametz. No. He's discussing the other issue. Shimur. How do you know he's discussing Shimur? Because he references Beis Yosef Tav Samach Beis, and the name of the Magen Mishnah Heichav, where the issue of Shimur is brought up. Talk about Shimur, Rabbi Osa. Talking about Shimur. When it comes to Shimur, it's not enough to have a min. You have to have this particular dough has the possibility of becoming chametz. That's over here in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph. The entire Efshar, which is found in the Magen Avraham, in Tov Nun Dalet Sivkot Aleph, this is Tov Ayin Aleph, Sivkot Hey at the end. In Tov Nun Dalet Sivkot Aleph, we're discussing a different din. The din of what? Min. Excuse me. Bolidei Chimut. That could have enough min. But as far as the din of Shimur is concerned, has to be this particular dough. Atkan Ateret of the Sefer, Divrei Yechezkel. Adkan, because we finished the inyanim of last week. We now start the inyanim of this week. Okay? Till now, we're just finishing up last week's shiur. That was the theme. We're not finished yet, though. We're going to come back to it again. This theme. I'm so interested in my oats. We still have to do our experiment. Just let me know tomorrow. Email that. Okay, very good. You better get a techie in the labs instead of going to the high full professors. If you know anybody who's a firm guy who works in any of the labs.
Why do we need a lab?
Huh?
Why do we need
going to the lab?
Why do it?
I mean, you go into the lab and do it with perfect laboratory conditions. You know, maybe they won't work over here. Want to do it here on the desk? Okay. Okay. Want to do it right here? So, good. I'm willing to do it here tomorrow, right on this desk. We'll bring four kinds of flour. We'll bring wheat flour, rice flour, regular oat flour you buy in the store, and the specialized oat flour. Now, I can bring from home regular flour that I certainly have. Anyone have rice flour? Any stores that you can buy? Any no health stores around here?
No, there's one on the other side of the Washington Heights.
There's a health store around SNCC.
Yeah, SNCC? Yeah. Okay. So maybe you can probably buy their rice flour. You can probably buy their regular oat flour.
Maybe. I'll check with that.
Check, okay.
There's also one up the street from Keith.
Two health food stores in Washington Heights? You'd think. Anyway, I spoke up on Shabbos for sure this morning about eating healthy. I really did, because it says in the Pesukim, Vavatem, Eis Hashem Elokeichem, Uverech Eslach Mecha Ves Meimecha. So the Mefarshim are bothered why it's changing from Lashon Rabbim to Lashon Yochid, and they say that when it comes to davening, you should daven with a tzibur. You look at in the Pirish Yonasan, but you eat, you should eat at home. No good comes from eating out. That's what he said. Eat in big groups, no good comes from it. And I made a play on words. The Kli Yoker says that you have to be careful of lechem, of something, shabom and achutz, which I translated as eating out, the literal translation. That's not what he really meant. And I came out with a big push to eat at home. Someone told me later that he heard on the radio this past week, a new report, that the average American eats out 6 times a week. I mean, 21 meals, you understand. He eats out 6 times a week. If they would just stop eating out, that itself would probably solve most of the health and obesity problem. How do you like that? So, as Mechavim to the Emes. So, in that context, the two health stores here in Washington Heights, that's happy, and happy to hear people use them properly. So, but you probably can't get there, the British, I can get that, but I have a relative who's celiac, and I spoke to her yesterday, she has it. I'm going to try to get it from her. So I'm going to take, I don't know what to do with it. Yeah, oh, you also have to have some yeast. I can bring that from home too.
But has it been deep treated? That could be a problem.
You mean the one that I have?
The oat flour.
The oat flour?
All heat treated. Except if the ones that are liquid or not.
Apparently, you're saying as follows. It's all heat treated. There's a thing called, my brother's a called Cream Hill. Are you saying if it's heat treated, it's not going to move anything? You're saying. So the ones from England apparently aren't. I don't know. They said by Tufshin. I want an email to that guy. HTTP. You're supposed to get an email to them. We cannot do the experiment until our friend will email to these chevra.
You guys got some liquid though, huh?
Okay, but I'm not sure the ones in England are as good as the ones in England. So if the ones, if they're English, if the British ones that are in the market now are not being heat treated, that'll be the best. That fails, they haven't. They said they're going to get to it by the matz of tough shit. I know. The whole time we mevarach for Shchodesh Adar already, so it's probably it has to be around by now.
We're not going
to
get it by tomorrow.
No, but maybe what my niece bought already. She has the store. That's maybe ready to be non heat treated. Uh-huh. I don't know. I just can't answer the question, but maybe. She told me it's something called Cream Hill. It has a website also. Cream Hill. Go on that website too. I think that's the American stuff which is supposed to be for no gluten. Kach Shamati, my phone conversation. Good, so we'll have to Blair experiment a little bit, and maybe we can do it right over here. I'll bring in flour, I'll bring in yeast, and we'll get 4 cups, put it on my regular flour and yeast. I'll bring in the super special oat flour if it's not heat treated, or you'll get it from somewhere else.
But the yeast could be different also.
We'll use the same yeast for all of them. Okay, we can do it on our table. We don't have to worry about the violin. How long have to wait? An hour. So we'll do it at the beginning of the shiur, we'll do it together, and then an hour and a half later, we'll look and see what happens. So we'll all look, and we'll see what we see. probably better case use glass bowls to see if of all angles. I can bring four glass bowls from home. Okay. The experiment is now in our minds, but if you need a lab, I'm just an old-fashioned guy. Labs, they do things a little more accurately. I don't know. That's not even true. We'll see. Fine. Can't help to talk to the professor there to find out what they have to say about these things. Good. So now we're going to start on both sides, the Gemara, Naflam, and the Vavim, and Aleph, with the Chiddush Niflo I told you about. I'm going to say, I didn't have the guts to say it, but I'll tell you. We're going to take a little bit of a digression from these in general, coming back to them, and discuss Lechem Oni. That's the Gemara of Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. The Bo said Lamed Vav Amar Aleph in the Gemara. The Gemara is as follows. Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. What's Lechem Oni, Rabbi Osai? We'll start with a small basis. Matam Aloma Lechem Oni. Prat Le'isa Shenilosha B'yayin V'shemen U'dvash. That's what we know. We call that Matzah Ashira. If you have egg matzahs, according to Rav Poskim, according to the Rambam, it has to be either what? Wine matzahs, oil matzahs, or honey matzahs. Or milk matzahs, I guess they're not supposed to have milk matzahs except for a small amount or shape. Well, that's why it's left out in the braisa. But that makes it into matzah shir shal lechem oni. Fine. So the Gemara is as follows. My time with Rabbi Akiva. Miksiv lechem oni. Oni ksiv. Right? Oni. What does oni mean? Poor. A poor man can't afford this. He has his plain flour and water. He can't afford these things. Okay. Practic Gemara, the small aleph of the Hagos Vitzionimus. The Sover Rabbi Akiva Isa Shemel Shabiyan Hashem Nidvash Lo Yeh Vatanya Ein Loshin the Isa Bepesa Vyayin Shem Nidvash and Losh Rabbi Galiya Lama Yitzorah Miyad Becham Rom Yeyochel and Rabbi Akiva by Shifti Hoysa Eitzah Rabbi Lezav Rabbi Yeshua Lashti Lehem Isa Vyayin Hashem Nidvash Lo Omeli Dabar. So what are you talking about, Rabbi Osa? What do you mean you can't do it? They didn't say a word to me. Answer the Gemara. Five lines later. Lo kasha. Ha b'yom t'rishin. Ha b'yom t'rishin. And he quoted the Gemara. Yeshua said, the first day not, and beyond that, yes. Fine. So Rashi explains, Poshim Shaf, Yom Rishin, Laila Rishin, Shamata Chova b'in lechem oni. Rabbi Osa said, the teretz is so obvious, what in heaven's name is the Gemara's habamina? What do the Makshim think? Rabbi Osai, it's obvious that Lechem Oni is only needed for the Seder, right? What's wrong with it? How's the Pesach say it? Shouldn't it be obvious in the Gemara that the Chiyuv of Lechem Oni should only be, Rabbi Osai, what? Should only be Seder night. The rest of the week, I can eat potatoes. So why is Matzah Shir worth the potatoes? There are people eat potatoes all week. Before the new product, that's reason. When I was still a little boy, so we had a joke for potatoes we ate. It went like this. Eggs, potatoes, potatoes, eggs. That was the chant in the house. Before all these, now you can get everything you want. You even get probably pizza just because of the potatoes. It's crazy today. But in those days, so we ate potatoes all week. So you know, so why should lechem matzah shir be worse than potatoes? Yeah?
Because the very possible bit.
Very good point. That's the Habamina. We read on the side of the Torah or Hashalim. Lo sochal olav chametz. Shivas yamim tochal olav matzis lechem oni. Can I ask you a question? Do you have to have matzis all 7 days? No. All it's trying to tell you is if you want to have grain products, you should have lechem oni and don't have chametz. But doesn't mean the pshuto that only for all 7 days. I mean, you're right. The pshuto should make maybe your answer is yes. If you have potatoes, is one thing. If you want to have a lechem, I say lechem on all 7 days. That was a habamim. Haskan is not true. Very good. Ari is a very good terrace. Pshuto shel mikra is shivas yamim tofel olav matzis lechem oni. If you want to eat non-chametz grain product, that's for lechem oni. Little potatoes. Potatoes is potatoes. But if you're having already grain, it has to be dafka lechem. That's the most habamim. Not habamim. Okay. So, Rabbi Osai, and one of those contrasts I had to call oratory, was the Brisker Rav. The Briska Rav has a Meir Digavon over here. They answer to see in the Mar Makonis. Perek Vav Halacha Hey. If you have a Rambam, open up the Rambam. If you don't have a Rambam, you can look at the back in the Mishpat Amole, and you see a fascinating word. A word which is, at first glance, completely out of context. Completely out of context. Writes the Rambam as follows. Mata shalosha b'mei peris, yoshu l'chavosu b'pesach. Aval ein loshin oso b'yayin o shemen o dvash o cholov, v'shem lechem o nikmosh v'yayin. Okay? V'im losh v'yochal, l'yotza yedei chavosu. But loshu as a kemach v'subin shalom, v'oseo pas v'yotza yedei chavosu, the chain pas solas nekiya b'yoseh, called pas adro, harezu muteres, v'yotza yedei chavosu v'pesach, v'ein omrim ba ein d'alachamoni. It's the most kiddush over here, even though it's rich people make their flour lily white, and you did it, it's still not considered to be matzah shir, it's considered to be lechavoni. What's the word that I emphasize that's out of context? What's the word? Muteres. Muteres? Is it Isser over here? What kind of muteres? That's the Briska Rav's question. What kind of muteres? And everyone understand the question? You have to look around to see. Open up to the back. If you don't have a Rambam in front of you, open to the back of your Oz V'Hodar and look inside. The word is, it jumps at you. That's the greatness of the Briska Rav. And I read the Rambam, that didn't jump at me, but it jumped at him. That's why he's the Briska Rav. And every word in the Rambam is counted, every letter is counted. What do you mean muteres? What kind of muteres? Obvious muteres. It's not worse than potatoes. What do you mean muteres? That's what bothers the Briska Rav. It's in Perek Vav Halacha Hey. And he refers you to Perek Hey Halacha Kof. Also on the Rambam Kofs. Please turn to Perek Hey Halacha Chaf. Again, V'chein muter lolo sha'isa b'mayim v'shemen odvash v'cholav ulikatei b'hem u'v'yom harishon osur lolo ulikatei ala b'mayim l'vad lo mishum chomet ela kadei she'alechem oni u'v'yom harishon b'lvad hu shetzarech lio zikaron lechem oni. So two questions come up in this Rambam. Number one, what's it doing in Perek Hey? Perek Hey is all about chametz. Perek Vav is about matzah. What's it doing over here? It doesn't make any sense. More than that, what's the thing of zichro lechemoni? Everyone say, either you need lechemoni or no. What kind of zichro? What's going on over here? The Briska Rav answers all these questions as follows. Is it a din of zichro lechemoni and misvara? And as Arya said, he based on the Pshuta Shemikra, it's arguable that it applies the entirety of Pesach. The Pesach says, Lo sokol olav chametz, shivas yamim, tokol olav matzah lechemoni. That's the Havamina. All of Pesach. Except what? Is the Gzeres HaKosef? No. Says the Rambam, the only biyom arishon b'lvad hu shetzarech zichron lechem oni. That's why he divided it in Perek Vav. Turn back to Perek Vav momentarily to tzvei dinim rabosai. Briska Rav is medak and lashon nasan Rambam. Perek Vav halacha hey, two dinim. What are the two dinim? Okay, first he says like this. Ein loshin also b'yayin o shemen o dvash o chalav v'shem lechem oni. That's the din. Kamosha b'yarnu presumably is referring back to Perakei. V'im losh v'yochal lo yotz dechav oso. That's Seder night. The first is a zeichel lechem oni. And then he talks about Seder night. Tu dinim, says the Briska Rav. This being the case, Rebos, I want to answer the question that we raised last week. What did we say last week? We had a stira. In Perek Hey Halacha Chaf, what did the Rambam say? Read it again. Go back. Perek Hey Halacha Chaf, what did he say at the end? He says as follows. Uvi Amarishin Osololot Shulakatev Elabimayim Bilvat. Dafka Mayim, only water, is against Rabbi Osai, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey. What did he say in Perek Vav, Halacha Hey? He said you can't use what? Yain Shem Rav Shecholah. But matzah shalosh b'mei peiris, we call egg matzah, so apple juice matzahs, yotze bo yedei chavosa b'pesach. We're ben b'shalaylam. We raised this question last week. Right? What's the answer, Rav Osai? I want to make the following suggestion based on the Briska Rav. Rav Osai, in Perek Hei Alach HaChof, he's telling us the din, Zichron Lechem Oni. Zichron Lechem Oni, Rav Osai, requires water mamish. Mamish water, nothing else. That's what he says, Mayim Bulvad, for the Zichron of Lechem Oni. However, if you want to have a complete Hafkah, totally removed from the category of Lechem Oni to the extent that you're not Yotze at all the first night of Pesach, that requires an official drink. Yayin, Cholov, Shemen, and Dvash. Not eggs and not apple juice. A very big Kiddush. So you mevatel the Zeicha Lechem Oni, but Mehikar Adin, you're Yotze the Seder night. Now the Owat Mechidish number 2. Rabbeinu Manoach, you have the Frankel Ramban, in Perek Vov, Halacha Hey, has the following remarkable comment on the Gemara. The Gemara has an expression, Rabbi Osai, Yoma Kamalo Talushuli. What does it mean? So Rashi understood, don't take it literally, Rabbi Osai, don't take it literally the first day. What does it really mean? What does it mean, Rashi said? Huh? First night, Leil HaSeder. First day is an irrelevancy. First is the same as the sixth day. What's the difference? But the simple read of the Rambam is not that way. The Rambam seems to say that the din of Zichron Lechem Oni is Yom HaRishon. So the Rabbi Manoach picks up on this. Look what he says. This is what he says. Yom is Dafka. Why? V'atam. Shem d'bizman hazeh v'inan Lechem Oni b'leil sheni k'rishon. The first Seder and the second Seder. But Mishamachi also the Matzah Ashira Yom Rishon Achiyavar Leil Sheni, the Chenika. Whoa! Unbelievable creative shot in Rabbeinu Manoach. That since the second night we have a Seder in Chutz Laaretz, so you have to have Matzah Lechem Oni, the first and the second night. So Chazal went ahead and said, well, the intervening day also has to be Lechem Oni. Wild. What about an Eretz Yisrael? I'm going to make a little distinction between Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laaretz. According to the Briska Rav, I think it's even better. The Briska Rav says, Zichron Lechem Oni applies the entire first day of Pesach. Again, it should have been, as Aryeh said, all 7 days. Shivus Yom Tov Ha'atzmonu should be the Zeicha. Kamash Malan, that we derive somehow or other, it only applies the first day, but the entire first day. And then the chutzah is the entire first 2 days, not just the intervening day. That's a chiddush I'm embarrassed to say, but Rabbeinu Manoach gave me the guts to say it. He said it applies to the first day literally. Don't think, not like Rashi, it means the first night. The Rambam said the first day, sounds like it's literal. Rambam knew how to change it from day to night, if necessary, as Rashi did. And the reason I'm suggesting is, should have been all 7 days, as the Briska Rav explained. Kamash Malan, at the din of Zecher, is limited to 1 day, but not 1 night, 1 day. We're saying two chidushim are both sides. Zichron Lechem Oni is more chavah than Lechem Oni proper, in 2 ways. One, it has to have water, not apple juice. And two, it applies the entire day, not just the night. It's saying a chidush nif, the very side of the Briska Rav. Yes, sir.
And according to the first chidush, line
above
Hey, does the Rambam say Kamosha
B'Yarnu? Halacha Hey, Kamosha B'Yarnu. What is he saying over here, Kamosha? What does Kamosha B'Yarnu go?
He seems to be saying it's like what he already explained.
Right. Kamosha B'Yarnu, we already explained. What did we already explain? We already explained. What did we already explain? A Loshin Osa B'Yayin Oshemen Odvash Ocholov Kimo Bishum Lechem Oni Kamosha B'Yarnu. So the Lechem Oni is clearly over here, Rav Osai, in Perek Hey, Halacha Chof. But you are correct. that it's Kavod Shabiano is more in generalities, but the particular is a distinction between the first night, when we say that only Shemen, Cholav, Vash are not permissible. That's the first night. But when it comes to the Zecher Yom Rishon, he extends it to anything but Mayim. So you're right, the particulars are not exactly the same, they don't exactly correspond. I saw this Choveres Or Torah says that in Beis Brisk, they follow the Briskerov Halacha L'maisa. Now what does that mean, they follow the Briskerov Halacha L'maisa? They didn't eat egg matzahs on the first day. You think that the Briskerov had egg matzahs in his house? The Ramah says we have a minig not to have egg matzahs in our homes. Now, at least not to eat egg matzahs. I mean, you didn't give the kids. Oh, the Briskerov is an older man. As an older man, let's look at Shulchan Aruch, just to refresh our memories about what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Open up the Mishnah Berurah. Tav Samach Beis Aleph. I think that's where it is. I think so. Tav Samach Beis Aleph. What does it say? No. Tav Samach Beis Dalet. May Beitzim Ushar Mashkim Kulun Habe Bechlal May Peiris. And what's in the May Peiris? Says Sif Aleph, the first line. May Peiris below Mayim Ein Machmitzim Klal Lamutal Lechel BePesach. That's all, no problem. Matzim Loshim May Peiris until the Shos and Kol Hayom. Yeah, Yos Kol Matzah Shira. Fine. So if any Sfarim here, where are Sfarim? Do you eat Egg Matzah Pesach? Avada, Maran Bet Yosef. This, we get into trouble. Was the Ramah right? Sif Dalet. Uve Medinos Elu. Ein Noagin Lolosh B'mei Peiris. V'afilu Liktof HaMatzah seem to throw a little bit on top. Ein Noagin. Rak Liachar Afiyosan Ba'odom Chamin. V'ein L'shanos. Im Lobish HaZatchak V'torche Chola O Zokin HaToz. Oh, so the Brisker Rav was a Zokin. And he had problems. True, I'm just speculating. Some other Zokin in the Brisker Rav's house. And other Brisker houses, they were unable to chew properly. So they had egg matzahs or Pesach, but they didn't have egg matzahs. Not only say the night they didn't have egg matzahs, but the first day. Or maybe we should say the rest of the Seder. After they were already Yotze, their mitzvah, the Chazayas of Matzah, they still didn't have egg matzah. I'm not sure what exactly means they followed the base brisk, followed the Brisker of Schumer. Yes.
Rabbi seemed to say that in Parak Vav Halacha Hey, the Tvei Dinim you can read them into the Halacha. Could Rabbi just
sure the Brisker Rav read into the Halacha? Much better than me.
Between the two different,
I'll tell you how he read it in Parak Vav Halacha Hey. Ein Loshin Osa B'Yayin O Shemen O Dvash O Cholov Mishum Lechamoni K'moshim B'Yarnu. That's the din, as you said, of Parak Hey. That's Zichron Lechamoni. Okay, that would apply the whole first day, we're suggesting. Now I think another chiddush. V'imlosh v'yochal lo yotza yedei chovosa. That of then only applies to yayin chol v'shem and v'vash. And not in yotza with the end. That's what the Brisker Rav in effect says.
It could be that what he's talking about is matzah of v'shelis. Okay.
Maybe it means that they wouldn't eat matzah of v'shelis on the first day, or at least the first night. Maybe that's a chumrah of Beis Brisk. It could be another nafkamina. We've got matzah mevushelas. Take a look at the Mishnah Brewer over here, if you don't mind. Simen Tov Samach Beis, Sivkotin Yud Zayin. So I guess you'll see in the other Maram comes. You were the same as Sivkotin Yud Zayin. Look inside, please. What does it say? Dodon Chaim, Kotzachonim. The harve kein matzah ashira uvifrat shemachziren achakach shul v'tana. So if you throw some apple juice on the outside and then you put it back into the oven, it loses its status of lechemoni and becomes matzah ashira. Here, Abosai, we are makel, right? We don't. Once the afia, we're makel, because they're already baked. Once it's baked, it's not going to become chometz anymore. So we throw some, who knows what, some eggs or some wine or some apple juice on the outside of the already baked loaf, which is called matzah, we're making. But that they wouldn't have on Seder night, or maybe even the whole first day, because of the chumrah of base bris. Either move the shells, as you said, or this case, well, for all I know, the bris didn't hold for the Ramah. They have kulas also, which have their own way of doing things. Okay, maybe you're right. Again, I'm not sure what that means exactly in base bris, but both say. Now we understand the Havamina. One second. The Havamina, the Makshin thought, like Aryeh, you have to have Zichron Lechamoni all 7 days of Pesach. It's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. It's a very excellent Havamina. He said, no, it's only the first day. And take a look at Rabbos in Rabbeinu Chananel. That's what I asked you to see, Rabbeinu Chananel over here. We have two rats. Well, look at an amazing Lashon, Rabbeinu Chananel, on this Sugya. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say over here? I'm both saying, there's one word which jumps at you. It's the opposite of the word which that jumped at us in the Rambam. What was the word in the Rambam, I'm both saying, that jumped at us the most? What was it called? Muteris. Okay? Take a look over here on the first wide line. Hoda osa matzah shira b'yom tov rishon b'lvad klom es manch sh'on en achor av dvarim v'hein ha'agoda matzah zu sh'an okol ha'shoma. Osir also zman lecho matzah shira b'minan on. Look at osir. You're not yotze. Look at osir. So it could be that osir means even if you already had the kazayas, it's osir that whole night. Maybe we suggest even maybe the whole day. So in the kuntres or Torah, he said it's Sora of Yaakov Kamenetz's kedushin. There's this whole shtickle Torah lock, stock, and barrel, and that the raya for the Rambam comes from this gemara. So we had the he was mechav of Yaakov Kamenetz. What a fascinating idea. On both sides, it's just remarkable. Halacha l'maisa, we mentioned before the machlokas of Mechava the Ramah about May Paris. Okay? Yeah, I'm sorry, I had a question. Yes?
So we're suggesting that the Zephyr Lachmoni is more calmer than the Lachmoni itself?
In two ways. One, that it's, even if it's not those big four, it's not wine or oil or milk or honey, it's still a problem. And number two, it could extend after we yotze the kazayas matzah to that whole night, maybe to the whole day.
Isn't that a little strange?
A little strange, yeah. The bris has always had a famous thing. We're not explaining. We're not telling you why. We're telling you what. That's the whole yisod of a bris. That's what those who know the difference between brisk and tells, or Shimon Shkop, who was a tremendous Talmud Reb Chaim, but the brisker of had a different. Reb Shimon was a very smart man. When he's come to visit the Brisker Rav, we'd only tell him Torah that he knew what the Brisker Rav would like. Answered the question of what. What made Reb Shimon famous was answering the question of why. Or they say in Yiddish, Nishnor Vos, which is what, but also what? Farvos, which is why. That's. I don't get about this in the pipe between the briskers and the tells us. I far be from we're just trying to learn push-up shot. But to answer your question, my rabbi would say, I don't know why, I'm telling you what. Maybe you could ask the Talmidim of tells. I'll tell you that what maybe the why. Okay? My ball said, let's go. Let's go a little bit further. Simon top sound of the bays, Sim bays, a cautionary note. What's a cautionary note? May peros im mayim v'marim lahachmetz yoseh misharisa. Hilchoch ein lolosh b'hem v'im losh b'hem yafa miyad. Wait a minute. Wait a second. How can you, my dear friend, my Sephardi friend, use egg matzah when the Mechaber says hilchoch ein lolosh b'hem? Hey, what's going on?
That's in mayim.
That's the answer. Your matzahs have no mayim whatsoever. In mayim, you shouldn't do it. Because without mayim, then no matter how long you leave it, it's not going to become chametz. So there's no problem whatsoever. No problem. Take a look at the Be'alocha Memarim. Memarim lahachmetz. Ayin beposkim v'ikah plukta b'chametzu. That's why I'm in the Tam v'shar poskim, ainu ala chametz nukshet. The Chometz Gomer ain't other than Mayim Bilvat. That's a Rambam. Who's the Yemei? We saw this last week. Who Chometz Gomer? Who Chometz Gomer? Look at that. So the 2 days are quoted over here in the Bialach. We Ashkenazim are always afraid to use anything. For what reason? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkon Tetzvav. Why don't we use egg matzahs at all? The Choshishin Lechatchila Lesvaras Hani Poskim the Svirlu the May Peres Vilchudayel Gamke Machmitzin and Mamarim Gamke Lahachmitz. Shitas Rashi. We're afraid of Shitas Rashi. Not only that, the Gam Choshishin Shemen is Arab and Mat Mayim. The two solid reasons not to eat egg matzahs. One, according to Rashi, it's Mamar Lahachmitz. And two, according to everybody, if water drips in, it can come to the day. Chimutz. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton. Tetzvah. What about a chol and a zoke? It's a shas at chak. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton, you test. Sorte chola. Miu yefe miyad. You cannot. You can't let it. You have to do it immediately. Immediately. But that's going to be made Paris to Chudayu. I've made Paris in Mayim. Ain't lolosh the chatchila. I feel the shas at chak. We're afraid. If it's made Paris alone, it's two steps removed. Number one, according to most posts, made Paris can stay there forever. And number two, we don't have to worry about the water dripping in. It hasn't happened yet, especially if we do it right away. But if you already had water mixed in, you lost your safety buffer, and if you're not allowed to do it, even for cholera, it's okay. Ad kan the Mishnah Berurah. This is very, very relevant. Very, very relevant. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? We have to worry about Chala Tahora. So Rabbeinu Peretz, saw that? Let's open to Rabbeinu Peretz. All of you have the Gemara, the regular holds the order of Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay. Please look at Rabbeinu Peretz. Tos is Rabbeinu Peretz. It's on the Makaris. One paragraph we read already last week. The other paragraph I say for today. Harav Rabbi Eliezer. The last paragraph of Lamed Vav Amal for Rabbeinu Peretz. Hamachuna Sir Ilyish. That was his nickname. Mevorech Likrach Leirut. That's where he came from. Omer B'Shem Zkena Rav Rav Nisana LaKodesh Mikinun. We can't do it. Why not? Not because we're afraid of Rashi, we're afraid we're going to fit in. No. You have to have a Shir Chala, which is 43.2 Kibetzin. The Im'ein knows the Mamayim, you can have a Chala Tahora. Shim Shahisa Adayin Lo Hukshiro, Benamakabala Tumma Menagevel, not going to become Tomei. The Chala Tahora, and it is Refes. When you do it with the challah, you have to be mafresh challah, right? A small amount. Vim kein matzah shira asura. When you do it, v'tzarech liten mayim k'de perishes. When you put mayim, kein v'vale hu machetz miyad. So forget about it. Sasha zol im kein v'vale b'chol nami ein lo l'shir chayim chal mei peres. That all year long can't do it. What are you gonna do? So how do you make egg matzahs, mizman hazeh? What do you do with it? So I think there were two approaches to this shayla. One is they gave the challah to a katan under the age of 9. A katan under the age of 9 cannot have any tumah hayotze b'gufo. All it can have is tumas mace, right? And tumas mace challah chutzlar. It's a whole story. But they give it to underage children. No, we're going to look at your day of Haskalah in the upcoming Shirim. I'll try to read it to you from there. Others, I'm told, make the egg matzah with absolutely zero water, and then mafresh challah, take a little bit on the side, put water on that challah, and then they burn it. That's what you meant, the time of that little piece. That's what some do. So there are two different approaches, and maybe if you go online, you'll find out what the various companies do. I think Stripe did the first, and OU did the second. I'm not sure exactly what.
That's a lot of chal to give to a katan for the factory.
Well, you know, find more than one cup. The many kohanim katana will lessen the age of nar. Roch Hashem. Okay, this is just
a what?
Kohen
kid, regular kohen kid is going to mikvah.
Yeah, but we're afraid he's not going to go to the mikvah proper, whatever. You know, we look at, we haven't learned this chal yet. I repeat again, there's going to be some makoros this week on Hilchos Chala. I mean, the next sheet is going to have Hilchos Chala. Maybe I'll throw in that sip if I remember, just so you should be able to see it inside as well. Okay?
The
grain
used to it.
I'm sorry?
The grain used to it. Gave the chal on every place after
Kohen Kohen?
No, Gadol.
To who?
A God, Kohen Gadol.
Who was, went to
not
mikvah?
Not a high priest.
Who went to mikvah?
Yeah.
I was told that my Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik, when he was a Mashiach in Strait, gave it to a Kohen Kohen, Kach Shamati. Did I heard it from him or from family members or from somebody? And my memory's not so good. Our Chicago once maybe still have some tradition from Rabban. I told the OU, afraid to start up with this, they just put some water on it and they burn it. It's also tricky because if you're burning chametz, that's not that far from it. Whatever, take your pick. For both sides, please turn to the Mordechai. Tov Kuf Pei Ches. Tov Kuf Pei Ches. Okay, let's look together. May Peres Ein Machmitzin Klal B'Shar L'Chatchila. Okay, but they had that a minute. L'Chinov L'Hamchos Kemach L'Tinovus B'Cholav L'Vashel. Yeah, they made kids egg matzahs. I will make Paris in Mayim Machmitzin. He quotes the Rambam. May Paris go on Yayim, the call of Hashem and Vash, and may pay Tafuchim and Rimonim, the Chayotaben, Ein Machmitzin, who shall lo Yisarba Mayim, and the Sarba Filukol Shore is a Chomet. Another Rambam talks about other, whatever. Oh, listen, skipping along. The kidneys can go on orez v'docha and upulin v'adoshim v'chayotze behem ein b'ha mishum chimut said the Rambam v'lo'od v'lafilu lush orez v'chayotze v'abarostin v'chiseo v'begodim ad sh'nofach k'mo botzek sh'echmet. It looks like it's mamish chomet harez amut v'achila she'ein v'chimut. What did the Gemara call it?
Sirchom.
Or what we saw in English, rancidity. V'al kei nira lahatir machal shemochin mochir apsamim shekohen rice. What's rice?
Rice.
Het the gamba. Who eats rice on Pesach in this room? Baruch Hashem. Follow the Rambam and you eat rice. Baruch Hashem. Pirish baruch shu orez. Okay. Fine. It says in Arvei Pesachim Kuf Yudalit. Shma min oles techosh l'od Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri dama orez min daganu. No one even thinks about it. But feel that Rashi Shapirish always is millet. Mikomakom ain't a mechamesh saminin. Right, rice is not one of the big five. Teda midlachosh lo b'rice the big Gemara. But the big five, you know, they are chitin, sarim, mishibol, kusmin, shibol, shul, and shiva. Not rice. No, look at this now. Gisi Rav Yitzchak mikurvil kosam the sefer mitzvah kosar asher yisei. Smack. Nirali l'kayim aminig v'leser kol kidneys for Pesach. Whoa! Didn't start yesterday. This minute. It's written hundreds of years ago. V'lo mitam chimut ki tosu biyadok in the parishes. Ela mishum gzeru dekeva dekidneys ma'ase kederohi v'dogon namen ma'ase keder kedaisa. He have a sharin and kidneys v'ma'asi lachlufi lahatir daisa. The Idi V'Idi Maisa Kedera V'Gamide the Midginu can go on Chamisha Saminim. What do you want to mean? What does it mean the Midginu? It says in Baba Metzia, the Kor of the Kitnias Mini the Midgan. What does Midgan mean? What does Midgan mean?
It's a type of grain.
A type of grain. And you process it similar to the way you process grain. V'Gamesh Mekomo Shiragilin Las Lemem Pas. Cornbread. It's not like leek and other types of vegetables. Uminig hagul izar mikol kitnis. Umikol davar shekorin. What's the next word in English?
Legume.
Lama yud gimel vav mem. What's it? Who knows? Go online. Give me the full list of legumes that you can buy. What's a legume?
Peanuts.
Peanuts? The big tumult. Are peanuts legumes or not? Who eats peanuts on Pesach over here? I'm sure you do. But we don't. So you don't know why. Scientifically, it's not exactly clear why. I mean, because it's somewhat comparable. Most of the children are peanuts. We don't use them. We don't eat peanuts. What else?
Beans.
Peas.
Soy.
Soy is a bean? Is a legume? Give me a list. What else?
Lentils.
Keep going. What else a legume?
Potatoes.
Oh, I was waiting for that. Potatoes. Potatoes are not legumes.
Soy
is a legume. But potato, if you follow the reasoning of the Mordechai, should be absolutely awesome on Pesach for all the good reasons. Why? Rather, people, what do we do on Pesach? You buy potato flour, potato starch, and you make it into cake. Exactly, we do exactly what the Mordechai said we do. We should aser by right all potatoes. Is anyone in this room who asers potatoes on Pesach? We mentioned the Chayyot on the Ma'amar Komus. The Chayyot suggests at one point that potatoes should be prohibited on Pesach, and he's logically correct. But they made a joke. We should change the name of the sefer from Chai Adam to Misas Adam. You know, potatoes and peas, you're going to starve to death. Okay, I guess. But more seriously, when were potatoes discovered by the civilized world?
16th century.
Where did they come from? The New World. It's a New World product, potatoes. It's arguable, at least. The reason we eat potatoes, it's a New World product. It was never included in the original Gzeir, the Rishonim. They didn't have potatoes. If that's the case, what else should we put there?
Quinoa.
It's not quinoa. Corn. It's called maize. It's also a New World product. Who eats corn on Pesach? Of course you do. So we have a strange stock. We don't eat corn. We eat potatoes. You know, I guess corn is smaller units, more comparable to the grain. Potatoes are big. That's really the real answer. It's not legumes. It's big.
It's not according to quinoa.
Quinoa should be what?
Also
should be like it's small. The tumult now about quinoa. Did you read about the tumult? OU was non-committal. Yeah, but Heinen was Matthew, if I'm not mistaken. The only certain. Has to bear his side of Hashkafa, of course. Otherwise, it's going to be a Shash Chomet. So, really, Shash Chimas, all these things. If they process them together with the grains, they're going to have a little bit mixed in. The Gam Chardel Nochel Lesser, mustard, from Emidah the Idgin, after the Talmud of Shari, I feel the Ores. That could be a man. Should be Kiyim Kulam Bil Alachas, Issa Vehetter. I will hash the Bedoras Achronim, Gozruk the Ferishis. Can you imagine? Unbelievable! What a chumrah! Because Rabbeinu Baruch, Rabbeinu Shimshon Me'Ivra, lo ayo ochun mina kinis b'Pesach. Rabbi Chilmi Paris, nah. A rag lechol pull a lava shikarin feish. I know what that means.
Peas.
Oh, peas. Right, peas. Look at that. Peas. Umaisa basha nimtzes chita. That's chita. Different stuff. Isn't it amazing, Rabbi Elzai? Amazing. The Chumrah of Kittus. Let's look in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Tav Nun Gimel, Rabbi Elzai, Sif Aleph. Okay? Tav Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. I should remind you that the what they said is Tos, it's not necessarily a Tos. Who said it was really true? The Sefer HaKovetz that we saw last week. The Sefer HaKovetz said that rice, according to the Ravid, is Chometz Nuksha. So he calls it over here to Tos again. So he quotes the Chumrah of Kidneys. It's in my print, it's the last line in column 1, page of Gimel. Lesser kolkin, minig lesser kolkin is with Pesach. Lo mishum tam chimut, ki tol subi odin to brishis. Ele mishum gzeir, etc. No, maybe it's not a mistake. Maybe it's really chometz nuksha. The Sefer HaKolos, it's trying to arrive at that way. Let's turn our bosai to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Nun Gimel, please. Sifalv, yes.
I remember in we did Baba Basra last year, so the Gemara talks about like what percentage of like other materials can be included in grain that a person buys, and the Rosh Hashanah says that they're in with like kidneys and things like that. They add a lot of
they mixed it in. That's why, right? They commonly mix it. That's correct. That's another reason to toss it. It's all mixed in together. Says the Mechaber. Ores and Shamini Kidneyos in the third line, Einam Bola de Chimutz. Umutul Asos Ben Tavshul. That's exactly what you do. Yes, that's what you do. The Sfarim do it that way, exactly that way. Rabbah, Viesh Osrim. Mordechai, we just saw it. Vaminig Vi Ashkenaz Lahachmir, Ve Ein Lishanos. All right, man. Ein Lishanos. Mishnah Brura, Zion. Vafilu Bi Akmashal Pesach, Gamkein, Ein Lahokil Bozeh. This Zera, as I call it, is a pan-Ashkenazic Zera. There's not a single Ashkenazi that I know about who has not accepted Zera's kidneys. It goes back so far. That's why it applies even to Achmash and Pesach. In contradistinction to what? Gebrok. You know what Gebrok means? We call it Matzah Shruya. How to take matzah and put it into a liquid. What are you afraid about? In case the matzah wasn't fully baked, you put it into water, then it's going to become chametz in the flesh. That only was accepted in certain parts of Europe. And even in those parts, they don't keep it on Achmash or Pesach just to demonstrate that it's not really a din. Yes?
I keep it and I keep it last day also.
You keep last day?
Because you can mess up your dishes.
Dishes. So the post can say, we're not worried about the dishes of Gebrok. I guess they're okay. Fine. But Gebrok is not the same level. It's not pan-Ashkenazic. It only applies to primarily Hasidic groups. Don't eat what we call Shruya Gebrok. And Misnagdim, German Jews, Lithuanian Jews, do eat Gebrok. Let's by a show of hands here. Who in your house at home, who eats Gebrok on Pesach? Oh man, you're really a minority. Wow, you know what happened? I'll tell you what really happened. I come from a Hasidic home as well. Originally, from Europe, we were Hasidic. But when the family came over to America, my father, Zichrono Livracha, learned in this yeshiva. And my uncle, my mother's father would say, he went to a Litvish yeshiva and had Kalya gemacht. It ruined him. It ruined him, the Litvish yeshiva. He didn't mean that they ate Gebrok. They would go crazy if he heard that. Then my father wouldn't have a minchah after the shkia. That's what he meant. Litvish, they ruined him. My uncle would say. But more significant, my father, A, would not have a minchah after the shkia, true. And B, he did not accept the custom which was over the ancestors of not eating Gebrok. I'm the happy recipient of that leniency of my father's Zichron Lebrach. So we have Gebrok in our homes. And probably, I'm guessing, many of you do come from Hasidic homes, and it Baruch Hashem, they didn't throw their tefillin overboard when they crossed the ocean, but they threw their minhag of Gebrok overboard at one stage or another, because it's a very difficult minhag to keep. So you're the only one in the whole room. Anyone else besides him? That's one person. It's unbelievable statistic. So
it's not for my father. My mother's parents used to come, and they kept Gebrok. We did it for them.
That's not binding. That's your mother's parents. That's not really binding. My wife's family also doesn't eat Gebrok. But when she can marry me, one advantage of marrying me, one. I hope there's more than that. But the one advantage of marrying me is that she eats Gebrok now. Baruch Hashem. But obviously, the parents have. If her parents would ever come, he would never give them Gebrok. He'd give them separate food, separate kalim, who knows what. Okay, whatever it may be.
Didn't the Rav Matar anyway? That he said that the minhag of not binding.
Exactly.
So that you could, I think Rabbi Brander says that he, or someone like Rabbi Brander said that he asked the Rav if he had to, if he had to keep Gebrok since his father kept it, and the Rav said he could, he might have believed the person there.
Correct. So this goes back to Perek Mokom Shenogu, which maybe we'll get to. I'm thinking about maybe in June's month. I'm already thinking ahead. Mokom Shenogu is such a fascinating Perek. You'll see there in the Gemara, the Menhagim are Menhagi HaMokom, as the Perek itself says, Mokom Shenogu. Not by a shenagim. Minhagim do not go down, you know, meager adin Ben Acha Ben. They go by place.
The Rebbe just said that then that it wasn't binding because it was from the mother's son. But it was from that.
No, I'm saying that even the Iker I did. In other words, you're right. You're 100% right. I just contradicted myself. The minhagim which go primarily from the Mokum can be mechayev you. Every Ashkenazi didn't need gebruch. We didn't need kidneys. We cannot say we moved from Europe to America. We tell you the kidneys. No, because pan Ashkenazi. If Ashkenazi split 50-50 across the ocean, we're now in all mixed up communities. It's not binding on us. Nonetheless, there's an Indian of keeping the father's minhagim, even if it's not binding. But that would be fathers opposed to mothers. Okay, so my father already, I don't use the word abandoned, it's too harsh of a word, but he just didn't keep up, nicer to say it that way, his father or grandfather's minhag when he came to this country. Because I guess this yeshiva on Kali Gavach, maybe you don't bear a bunch of salvation, you got smicha for him. Maybe you told him it's ridiculous or something like that, I don't know what. So he didn't keep it when he got married. Even though my mother's family was very into it, and even my father's original family. So I'm asking any questions. So we go with that. Alright? Rabosai. Here again, in Siman Tov Nun Gimel, Rabosai, take a look over here. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav. Yeshol Sun Lomi Geradinu, Elechumer Shechmir Aleim, Uchid the Messiah Lekame, Tam Shechumer, as you just said now. Was that reason in the Mordechai? I don't think we saw the Mordechai. So who's the source for that? The Shmuel doesn't quote Dinin out of nowhere. It's quoted from Poskim. So Rabbo said, you got the Ozada. You have the new one. It's out on Yichus Pesach? I think so. Didn't you tell me how it's out on Yichus Pesach? Someone told me. The new Mishnah Berurahs are out. So look and see which post can say this. We didn't see it. Huh?
This is the other.
Yeah, so what does it say?
The other.
Oh, that's a skinny other. That's also great. No, it may say. It may do the post can mark. Although it's a very good addition, but the big fancy ones will tell you what the post will say about mixing up. The old, this we saw. Shekama pomim tofen ha'orez v'shar mina kitnias lekemeh v'kama pomim ofen gamkein nehem lechem. This would apply to potatoes and spades, but I said we don't follow that custom of potatoes. I feel the vashel always the kidneys shlemos kamkin also mishum lo plug. Yo, the name find is garan shomine dogan. I and O the beer halach. It's a minig which is again applies to all Ashkenazim and extends to everybody. What if someone is sick, Rabbi Osai? Someone is sick. We already saw someone is sick. We make it when it comes to what? To egg masses. Sikon zayin, map achma shal Pesach. But then it is as follows. Shasa tzchak she'en od l'mal lecho. Mutu levashel kol minim chutz b'chameshet minim dogon. There were rabbis who were matter in certain very difficult years in Europe, from the Chayyadim himself. He himself was matter in certain years. He threw a chak me ados in the Sharatzian, kama pomen bishnas batzores. Nothing to eat. Okay? But still, you should have better have kidneys before orez and dochen and retzka. What's retzka? Kusemes tchuna dak. What does that mean? I mean, it doesn't really mean that. I don't know. Shem Domen Yosel Chamesh the Minim Mishayabu Shfele Migzer. I think it means. I think it may mean buckwheat. They don't have an English translation. What we call kasha. It may be that. I once saw that Retzka. I don't know. But look it up. Who push it in brackets? To adin the chola af Shem Basakana the Mutal Levashel and Tzarok Lezer. So some of the little kids, and that doesn't eat. All they eat is their baby seal, which is made from rice. Nothing else. So if it's kosher the pesach in the sense it's only rice and nothing mixed in, it's a shkacha, you give it to a little kid, then the furish. A chol Hashem basakana. And a tzarech livdog v'livro yofa v'dikvik heitev shlo yimotzut bom garina mechamesh min dog, and that's for sure. Says the chasam sofer, even where it's mutter, yachlitenu lachatchila v'rosin, because the komash l'takim v'taknina, and the chas chayodon, even if it would be a bit of weed in there, won't become chomets. We saw chalita, even though we're experts on chalita. Possum say, but look, it can't hurt to do chalita. What'll happen if kidneys gets mixed in to other things? Says the Rama, you push it and ocean with the yevet im naflu tocha tavshim. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah test. Umar shesh kal koponim rov behetem. Dimloki on the mikri taruv is klal avik ochem tavshim the kidneys atzim. So as long as it's a robe, it's not both the mishishim, but this last man, right? You need the mishishim, not for this. Kidneys are not to be both the mishishim. Very important to know that. Okay, a little further in the Ramah. The chen mutter lahadlik mishmonim anasameh, then an asturin ocean im nafu l'toch hatavshu. The chen mutter lahashots min the kidneys babayis. You don't have to throw it out. You don't have to throw it out. You can keep it in your house. There's nothing wrong. There's no bayira. And there's no Easter Hano. Mr. Bruce of Kanye Bays. This is as follows. Lo kilu alarak lesa achilasin. Vuadin, the mutal lehonas mehen. Atka. Rabbos, if you're sick and you go look on the chart and it says it's kidney is in your medicine, you don't have the medicine. We thought even if it's chomets, you'll have it. But it's chomets, it's kidney, you don't even think twice. Atka, Rabbos. So this, Rabbos, it concludes the Mara Makonos. Now we're ready to start the last 10 minutes, okay, the Mara Makomas for today. Today's Mara Makomas. So it all starts with the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vov, Halacha Hey. Now if you don't have a Rambam in front of you, look in the Rosh of Hilchos Chala. I like to start from there. Oh, you know what? I take it back. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Rambam's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tav Nun Gimel, Siv Beis. Right where we are, let's just look at Tav Nun Gimel Siv Beis. I don't have to turn anything. We just finished the vow to go to Siv Beis. Ha'osa Isa Menachitin Menachorez. Im Yesh Bo Tam Dagon, Yo Tzivoy Lechavosa Le Pesach. Who sets up? An Ofen and Mishnah. Look at the Beragola. Mishnah Perek Gimel Dechala. Kosva Rambam Perek Vav, as it says. Mishnah Mefereshes. Okay, Rabosai? That is a topic for tomorrow. Today is just coming attractions. The best way to read the coming attractions, if you have it all in front of us, is to read the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that's what we'll do now in the next few minutes. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll go to the heavy hitters, the Rosh and Hilchos Chala, and the Rambam, and the ties into the Nishmas Odom. Then we'll start discussing Siyata Nishmaya tomorrow. Mishnah Berurah that we have in front of us. In Yesh Matam Dog, Umashma, Da Filu Ein Ba Isur Shir Chitim, Shihei Kazayas Bechte Achilas Pras, Gam Ken Yotzi Bok Shaocha Kazayas Venisa, Afa Pisha Ike Bo Ores, Uva Ores and Yotzi Mishamata, Kidaliel, Shani Hacha, Kema Shemachubaran Biachat, Teva Ha Ores, Dios Nigra Achar Achitim, וכשמסחמץ החיתם, מסחמץ גם כן האורז, ולהוכי דינו כחיתם. This is called in the Rishalmi, Greira. 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 Where does it exist, Greira? וכל זה, בחיתם ואורז. Only חיתם ואורז. That's the Rishalmi. Then and only then is the Greira. It's the Mishnah before Rosh Hashanah. Only then. Aber im Irev kemach hitin im kemach dochan v'chai gavno or im Irev kemach shol shamini dogan namely Sora kusum et shivol et shul v'shipa im kemach orez v'yosan imenu matzo eino yotzi bo yedei chavoso v'shiyesh bo tam gud dogan elo im kein yesh bo kemach dogan shekazayet v'achilas pras dahaynu Shebechol pras mimena. A pras is a half a what? A half a pras is what? Is three eggs. Yeah, ba kazayis mikemach dogon. Shebeshir kazeh chashvinon kola isa kula kedogon. V'yotzi dechavaso b'sheochel kazayis minis. This is wild. This is absolutely wild. I would have said if not for the Mishnah Berurah. And if you don't apply Greira or Bosai, you have to have a kazayas of wheat. He's saying no. you have a ratio of kazayis to achilas pras. What is that ratio? It all depends. Rabbi Osai, if a pras is 3 eggs or 4 eggs, it's a machlokes. And it also depends, the chumra, how much is the ratio of a kazayis to a kebetza. Shulchan Aruch writes, if you need a half a beitza, just to play it safe. So if you need a half a beitza, and it may be a beitza, a pras of 3 beitzim, so you have to have 1 in 6 should be grain, should be wheat grain. So if 1 in 6 is wheat grain, I would say, eat the whole thing up in a kedachilas pras. So you ate also the 1/6, which is the kazayas of wheat grain. He's saying no. That even if I have wheat grain together with, not rice, but some other type, millet, whatever it may be, as long as I eat a kazayas, as it's a kazayas mechilas pras in the entire mixture, I can be yotze with the kazayas of the entire mixture. Even though it only has 1/6 of the kazayas of grain. A pella. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Yesh Omer. Dafilu bechitin v'orez ein yotzin yedei chovas matzah ela b'sheyesh chitin v'orez kedei achilas pras. Uv'shar minei dagon afilu bechitin achilas pras nami lo mahani elach shuvi kol isa kakula dagon elem kenish rov dagon umir orez o shaminim. The odds, but the laws, beruah of having kula daga. In the majority, even that's a chiddush to me. I would have said a majority. So what? You have to have wheat grain. You can't have other species. Ule chatchila nafal lahachem b'shal torah b'svarah achrona u'b'shas atzchak esh disvach asvarah rishon. There's a big dispute on both sides. This halacha of chitin va'orez, does it require kazayas mechilas pras or not? Who says no and who says yes? He gives it away in Shaar Tzion. Who says yes? Who das arrived? Barach, quoted by the Rosh and the Rashi. Fine, that's that opinion. Even according to that opinion, the majority helps. Who said so? Yudches harosh b'sof dvaro b'lchus chalim, which we will see tomorrow. We have a copy. And the Rashi and Piskei Chalos shalom. Well, that we're not going to see inside, although maybe we'll have to make reference to it. Okay, says the Magen Avraham, lechatchila b'di'evet. But if you can most fascinating thing, which we have to end with this, is the Shaar Tzion, Sivkaton Tes Zayin. This is the last thing for today. What did Mishnah Berurah say? Did Yotze Chavosuk She'ochel Kazayis Min Isa? Even though, Rabbi Osai, 5/6 of it is a different min. Hainu, Lo Binat She'ochel Kol Achilas Pras. The Svara Zulon Iskeres Alevah Raivid. The Ravid says so. Usharia poskim lo iskiru. Look on the Rajbah, he says in brackets. They say, although the Ravid, you require, because that's